but it's also Father's Day. Traditionally, we are putting as fathers and celebrating Mother's Day, but spiritually, you got to honor your father and mother 24/7. All the days of your life, God gave. And we cannot be tradition, but we got to be spiritual. We got to be practical in every aspect. So this morning, I want to pray for the fathers. I want to pray for the blessing. You know, one of the things in tradition in life is we have a lot of cliches. Happy Father's Day, good morning, and all. It doesn't make anything except when God is there. So you got to put God. God bless you. Happy Father's Day. But this morning, I want to ask for all the fathers in the house, all fathers represent. I want to pray for the exact father's blessing found in Numbers. Numbers, the book of Numbers, chapter 6. I'm going to declare, shall all the fathers rise to their feet? So all the fathers rise to their feet. We are not going to have you here, but we want you to rise to your feet. And everybody turn around and look at the fathers of this house. God has given to us. It's God who gives to us. I want to pray that God's blessing will be upon. You will be fathers who are dedicated to Father God so that you have authority of the Father to give guidance, protection, father protection upon your children and all those around us and under you. And I bless you for that this morning. I want you to just look around first before I pray. Thank you, Lord. I want you to look. They didn't become fathers at their choice. God ordained. As men and women, God, as fathers and mothers, God gave fathers. These are fathers God gave to us. Father means source. Father, in the name of Jesus, at this day that you have allowed the body of Christ to celebrate and honor all fathers round in the body of Christ and even in this church, this morning I declare your blessing upon them. I pray for your divine protection and blessing right now. I pray, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace and seal his name and be with you under the order of the high priest of Jesus Christ, the order of Melchizedek. In the name of Jesus, I release blessing, blessing, blessing of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I pray for protection. I pray for wisdom. I pray for direction that they will lead the people under them in the ways of the Lord, that they will give a good account on the day of the judgment seat of Christ. I cover them under the blood of Jesus, and I speak resurrection life. Amen. I speak resurrection life, protection and guidance. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. I want you to just rise and just greet one another, all the fathers beside. Just greet one another. Bless the fathers. If you have fathers and mothers, particularly who are still alive, I want you to contact them. I want you to contact them and say, Happy Father's Day. Hallelujah. Kuryanda Rabasanda. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God bless you. May be seated. God bless you and happy Father's Day. It's a role that God has given to us. We are living in what is termed as a fatherless generation. I pray that you will fill in the gap not only to your children, to the people who are lacking this dimension, because people, the world needs fathers who are godly, who will walk in the ways of the Lord. Whenever we talk about Father and Mothers, Father's Day, Mother's Day, immediately we have to think about what God says. In the Ten Commandments, which we'll be shortly reading it, God put the fifth commandment and said, honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon this earth that the Lord gives you. This is the first command, first of the Ten Commandments, that God gave an attachment of a promise, long life and good life. If you want to have a long life and a good life, that God will bless you all the days of your life, honor your father and your mothers. Honor your father and your mother. The word honor is more than obedience, more than following them. It's an attitude and a respect that you give in the God-given position ordained by God. So we have to honor God, and it basically comes out in our attitude. In my own life, I was born in a family with five children, and we were taught to honor father and mother. And when the moment, at the age of 16, I became a Christian, I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. We came from a religious family, but at the age of 17, I found the Lord Jesus Christ through a missionary, a couple by the name of John and Joyce Hewlett, a New Zealand couple who came to Malaysia to the place and led me to the Lord through a track and brought me. And the moment I encountered him, I asked this missionary couple, I'm going to go to the world in a few years' time, 16, 17. And I heard that, I do not know, there are challenges in the world, but what are the philosophies? What are the things that will guide me through my life? I asked him sincerely, because he said the Bible is the word of God and the final authority in my life. And he said spontaneously, Ten Commandments. The moment when he took Ten Commandments, I took seriously and went through the Ten Commandments. And as much as I could, I began to say, Lord, I want to live. And so this morning we want to go through the Ten Commandments. I want Elizabeth, 14 years old, okay, a young upcoming leader before in the house of the Lord, to read these Ten Commandments, listen to it, and after this I will put a round up.
The Ten Commandments are found in Exodus 20, verse 1 to 17. And God spoke all these words, saying, I am the Lord your God who brought you out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. You shall have no other gods before me. You shall not make for yourself a carved image, any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water underneath the earth. You shall not bow down to them nor serve them. For I, the Lord your God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children to the third and fourth generations of those who hate me, but showing mercy to thousands, to those who love me and keep my commandments. You shall not take the name of the Lord your God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless who takes his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord and your God. In it you shall do no work, you, nor your son, nor your daughter, nor your male servant, nor your female servant, nor your cattle, nor your stranger who is in within your gates. For in the 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, and rested the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God is giving you. You shall not murder. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness against your neighbor. You shall not covet your neighbor's house. You shall not covet your neighbor's wife, nor his male servant, nor his female servant, nor his ox, nor his donkey, nor anything that is your neighbor's.
Thank you, Elizabeth. You know, when I took the Ten Commandments, I began to downsize the whole thing so that I can apply it in my life. This is my testimony. As far as I'm concerned and my siblings, we have honored my father and my mother. Both of them are in the Lord now, are in heaven. But one of the things I can testify after many years, 50 over years, God has given us, and I was talking to my brother, all our siblings, all are above 60 now. The elder two were our 70s. One of the things I realized, because we honor Father, that we have protection. None of us have terminal diseases, and God has protected us, giving us good health. And all our families, in my family, siblings, all are born again, filled with the Holy Spirit. And that's the greatest blessing that we can have. And I want to impart to you, in a time when many lawmakers are taking away the Ten Commandments, the Lord's Prayer in public places, schools, even in Parliament, I want to say to you, fathers and mothers, fathers, Dino and Amy, put back the Ten Commandments. You are given the legal, moral right, spiritual authority to teach the Ten Commandments in the ways of the Lord, that our generation will be protected and blessed. Amen. Let me put it. Do you know that the Ten Commandments are given affects you? The place, the things that you have, some of our families we have inherited, we have certain iniquities bent towards sin. And as a result of breaking the Ten Commandments, this will manifest. Can you put up the Ten Commandments, please? And I want you to read how I developed it in this Ten Commandments and began to recite as often as possible to live. And that has kept me through now in the late 60s. God has kept me through, protected me from the lust of the flesh, lust of the eye, pride of life, from all moral impurities, deception. God has kept me through because of the Ten Commandments. I can testify with that, and God has been so faithful with me. Can you verbalize with me the Ten Commandments in bullet points? Okay, one. Just hang on. Just read the caption also. How do iniquities, threats, and habits develop in us? Iniquities and threats and habits develop in us by a continuous, willful breaking of the Ten Commandments, or commandments knowingly or unknowingly. And that is why we can know a child by the results of their behavior. Read with me the Ten Commandments. One. No. Two. Three. Four. Okay, let me tell you, for keeping the Sabbath in the Old Testament, but in the New Testament, our Sabbath is in Jesus. But the principle of the Ten Commandments is rest. Say with me, rest. 6 days you work, one day you rest. If you work 7 days a week, you wreck your body and your mind. So God put a rest on it. Okay, repeat fourth. Keep the Sabbath. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. Okay, read with me the iniquities that we can manifest. And if you can see that in the children, you can break it by prayer and teaching of the Word of God. Okay? Certain things are strong. Certain things that we inherit from our forefathers are strong. And it had to do with the breaking of the Ten Commandments. Okay, I will say one, and then you just tell me the iniquity. Number one. Number two, three, four, no rest and peace, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, I pray that this will give you an opening that you can bring up the children of God. Certain threat that you have, we have to correct ourselves and also break that. And you can do that by leading the people to the Lord, your children to the Lord. And by the born-again experience, it can be broken. And by knowing the Word of God, by prayer, obedient, prayer, word, and obedience, your lives can be changed. And the world will know that you are a child of God. Amen. Amen. I present the Ten Commandments to you. Take it. We'll put that in our website. But take it and mean it in your heart. It's only you want to change. You got to apply it. Hearing the word and applying it builds the foundation. And this is what we need in our society, in our lives, and in a good life. I want to say God has been so good to me. I was talking to my brother the other day, and he's 60 some plus, middle 60. And he said, God has been so good to us, keeping us from all sickness and diseases away and give us good health. For me, at the age of 22, I contracted tuberculosis and nearly died. But had it not God, I reached out to the Lord, whom I knew 5 years ago, and said, Lord, heal me. He came, healed me, delivered me, called me into the ministry. From that time, my entire life changed. It can take place in your life. God is good. Amen. God is good. Read with me the Ten Commandments again, okay, before I go into the next segment. What God is saying, number one, verbalize with me, no other gods, no graven image. 3, using the name of God. Amen. 4, keeping the Sabbath. 5, honoring your father. 6, do not commit adultery. 7, 8, not to steal. 9, 10. The 10th one and the 9th and the 10th is very important. If you have deception in your heart and dishonesty, it has to do with deception. Thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. Whenever we see anybody, we throw off all the negatives. And sometimes we lie upon them and we assassinate. And that is dangerous, deception. And may God deliver us from deception and ignorance. God deliver us from covetousness. That's basically jealousy, envy, and greed. My Father, I pray that you, by your Holy Spirit, will open our eyes and give us the grace and the gift of salvation to everyone here who do not know you, and most of all, the breaking away of the iniquities, Lord, that we can live a life that is holy and righteous, that pleases God. In Jesus' name, amen. Having said this, the Ten Commandments can be only lived by the Spirit of God. Jesus in the New Testament tells us, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and all thy might. This is the first 5 commandments. Then he said, love your neighbor as yourself. On this you fulfill the 10 commandments. My prayer that you will come to know Jesus, who gives you eternal life and changes your entire life and fill you with the Spirit, that we can walk in holiness and righteousness, pleasing to God. At the end of this time, all of us have to meet our Maker, and we can give a good account and be pleasing to. We have to give an account on the day of judgment, which we have. What is the Lord speaking in 2019? What is he speaking? There's one thing to know about the Word of God. What is God is speaking to us at this time? This is a year of transition. This is a year of change. But in the world, according to Isaiah 60, the world is getting darker. But in the body of Christ, in where there's light, is getting brighter and brighter and brighter. What is God speaking? And I began to talk. The word that God spoke, gave it to me, is Ecclesiastes chapter 12. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1. Wait a minute. Okay, I'm going to read verse 1. And then I'm going to explain to you that God is saying what God is saying. Verse 1, Ecclesiastes, remember your Creator God in the days of your youth. Turn with me to another verse, the same verse, verse 6. Remember your Creator before your silver cord is broken. And verse 13 and 14, I'm going to add the same tone of what Solomon writing here. He says, remember to fear God. And verse 30, remember to fear God and keep His commandment, for that is all man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including the secret things, whether good or evil. There is a call to remember, not a religion, not a Christian God, not any religious sector, or not in any methods, but He's calling to come back to the God who created you. Remember your Creator. Verbalize with me. Remember your Creator. Verbalize with me. Remember your Creator. There is a Creator God who's known Father God. There's a God who created you. And that God can only be found through the person of Jesus Christ. Christianity is not a religion. It's not a set of rules. It is in your faith on the finished work of Calvary. The death, burial, resurrection, ascension, glorification. God has been seated and ascended, and He's there. Sending the Holy Spirit gives you eternal life. God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. God is calling you this morning. Creator God is offering Himself to you. And the first thing is, remember your Creator. Remember your Creator. There is a person who created you, and that is God, and you can know Him through Jesus Christ. Remember, number one is those who are young. You know, when you are young, we don't think about God. I was talking to one man who said that when he graduated and he came up from uni and he went to his first interview, and he got all his qualifications and he was very confident that he'd get his job. But the moment they look at him, they say, they did not accept him. He felt rejected. And he thought to himself, how come me, a brilliant man, who have all the qualifications, they can reject me? They are losing something. Now, so after 30 years, I talked to him and said, what do you think about that interview? He said, I was foolish. I thought I know everything, but there's so many things in the world that we do not know. You can have all the academic qualification, everything that you have said to be so-called qualified, but in the world when it's a different game, you need God. You need the expertise you have. So young people, there's a call, remember your Creator. Because then begin to read the next few verses. You talk about a downhill of life. Everything decays without God. You got to come back to God. In the other one, remember your Creator before your silver cord is broken. That is talking to many of us who are after 60s, 50s, 60s. You're facing an appointment. Death could be an appointment or an enemy. For me, because I've known the Lord, death is an appointment for me, a day when I can go meet up with my Maker. But if you do not know the Lord, death is an enemy. It's frightening to go into true death without Christ. My prayer is that you will come to know Christ. You will come to know the Lord. He said, remember your Creator. Young people, all those below 50s, remember your Creator. Make a decision today. That's the voice of God. Number two, those who are coming of age, remember, before the silver cord is broken, if you're not right before God, come back to God. That is the call of God to this generation. According to 2 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13, I want you to put up that screen. There is a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit at this time. It has started from the day of Pentecost, but in 2019, there's an increased outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, outpouring of the Holy Spirit. It is sovereign. It is pouring upon the body of Christ. It's pouring upon the church. People who are hostile towards Jesus and salvation will now have a favor to turn towards God because of this outpouring. This outpouring will also spill up to the world. Invention, creation, things that technology will increase, knowledge is increased because of this outpouring at this time. The favor and the time has come. But in this outpouring, according to the prophetic word, Second Corinthians chapter 13, verse 14, there are a few dimensions that we got to be aware. It's a spiritual realm. Number one is the outpouring of the grace of God. Say with me, grace of God. I've been repeating this for, I think, a couple of years already. The grace of God, grace is actually God reaching out to man. Man, when they fell in the Garden of Eden and became out of touch with God, God reached out to man. Okay, God gave us a redeemer. Grace, there is a certain grace. Grace is the unmerited favor. It is the power to live for God. It's God reaching out. There is certain grace upon us. If you are aware of it, you can be very, very sensitive to lead people to the Lord. People are open to the Lord because of the grace of God. God will give you grace to live for Him. When persecution comes, you can live in it. Amen. You have the power to live for God. That is first dimension that God is pouring out in this grace. All over the world, check it out. Take advantage. Lead your children to the Lord. Teach the word of God. Number two, he said God is pouring out love. Say with me, love. This love is not the earthly love. It is God's kinds of love. A love to love the unlovable. God loved the world. God loved Father God loved Jesus, and Jesus loved the Father. That love He is now translating to the body of Christ. You can move in love in spite of your circumstances and what you're going through. Difficult time, that love will sustain you. That love has been poured out. Particularly, I became aware in 2017 that there is a love being poured out. A dimension, agape love, God's kind of love. That is what the world is looking for. When that love comes in, you demonstrate the love of God. Amen. Amen. Say grace of God, love of God. And the third thing is the dimension of the communion of the Holy Spirit. Say with me, communion of the Holy Spirit. This is the dimension, the Holy Spirit, the Father in heaven, Jesus as a high priest, head of the church. He has sent the Holy Spirit. That's the best gift that God, Jesus gave to the church. The Holy Spirit now moves into the church. Apart from the working of the Holy Spirit, nothing can be accomplished. Holy Spirit will guide you, lead you, teach you, fulfill what He has called you. It is the total yielding of the Holy Spirit. If anything that is in Jesus was in earth, He pleased the Father when He gave Himself to the will of God and gave Himself to the working of the Holy Spirit. God is going to work in your life. May this day that your eyes will be open, that you will depend on the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit will take you. Individually, God gave the Holy Spirit. He gives you dimension, the power, particularly in praying, the communion with the Holy Spirit. God gives you a language that you can touch God. Don't let anyone rob you of the reaching power to touch God from your spirit man, born again. Every born again believer has an access to God. You can know God. You can listen to God. You can hear the voice of God through your word, through the Holy Spirit. Prophetic dimension only confirm what God speaks to you. This morning, there is an outpouring of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray and ask God to increase that dimension because we are created by God, for God, and to be filled with God. If anything not in God, you will be dissatisfied. Say with me, I'm created in the image and the likeness of God. I'm made for God, by God, and for God. Okay, this is thing that you be filled with God, by God. You cannot be all our existence to God. May you find God. I pray for those who do not know you, know Jesus Christ. All you have to do is say, Lord Jesus, I do not know you. God, I do not know you. I want to know you. I want to tell you that Jesus, that God came and paid the price in his life, death, burial, resurrection, gave full redemption for us. All you have to do, Lord, have mercy upon me, forgive me, come into my life, be my Savior, Lord and King. If you made this prayer, it's not only by prayer. If you mean it with all of prayer and put faith, you can be born again. I found that in my life. I was in a religious family, but only in August 7th, 1967, I discovered the Lord for the first time in my life. Life change. Your life can be changed. Amen. Remember your Creator in the days of your youth. Remember the Creator God before the silver cord is broken. Can I lead you to pray? Say with me, or especially those who do not know you, or you are, I do not know what your frame of thinking, but there is a God who's alive. There is a God, your Creator God. You can find him today. Say with me, dear God, in heaven, on this Father's Day, I come to know you. I want to know you. I want to know you. Reveal yourself to me. Lord, forgive my sins that hinder me from coming to you. Lord, I thank you for forgiving me through your death, burial, resurrection, ascension, glorification. Through your blood, you can wash me of all my sin. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Be my Savior, Lord and King. I want to know you. I want to walk with you in Jesus' name. Lord Jesus, I pray, Father, at this time that you will begin to move by your Spirit and open our eyes in this simple message of the gospel that we have salvation only through Jesus Christ. Creator God, reveal yourself to us in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Father, I pray for the rest of all of us Christian, they'll be totally committed to the Lord, receiving the grace of God and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit, that we will fulfill our destiny, we'll fulfill what you've called us for in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Give it the musician. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.